May we bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy of being in the house of God with God's people and the person and power of the Holy Spirit. Guide us, direct us today as we preach the gospel of grace. In Christ's name, amen. 10,000 American clergies were asked, is the Bible inspired? 95% Episcopalians, 87% Methodists, 82% Presbyterians, 77% Lutherans, 67% American Baptists all said the Bible is not inspired. I hold in my hand the unchangeable, everlasting Word of the living God. Give God a hand for the Word of God, God's grace. Every day He thinks about you. My subject today is light up your world. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4 reads, but if our gospel is hid, it is hid to those who are lost. The next verse amplifies that, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of those that believe, lest they believe in the gospel. Jesus said it, you are the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hid. Benjamin Franklin, disturbed by so many sleeping on streets where he lived, he hung a lantern on his porch. Soon every house in the area had one. I've said before, darkness has no identity of its own, no dark switch, simply the absence of light. This message, you're going to see every great event of history began with light. Number one, God lights up creation. Genesis 1 and verse 3 reads, this, then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Light rolled across the universe at 186,200 miles per second. Light can come from the moon to the earth in 1.5 seconds. David said it well in Psalms 8:3. He was amazed at the heavens, the moon, and the stars which God had ordained. Listen, in David's day, they could only see 600 stars. Today, multitudes, thousands of stars can be seen by scientists as they gaze through their amazing telescopes. God brings the cross before He brings redemption. The Bible doesn't say first there was day and then there was night. It said no, there was night and then there was day. Think of that. Light overcomes darkness. We are changed by how we see things in life. If you see God as a big God, you'll ask large from Him. He lights every man that comes into the world, 1 John 1:9. There's the outward light of creation. The whole earth, the Bible says, is full of His glory. An atheist said, I have no one to talk to when I'm alone. Lights the outward by creation, lights the inward by conscience. You are what you tolerate. You are what you say. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. God, number three, lights up our conversion. Acts chapter 9 and verse 3 is the application. As Paul journeyed, he came near Damascus. Suddenly a great light shone around about him from heaven. Love makes sight available. Jesus opened the eyes of the blind because He loved them. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus' death revealed sin, only one who can remove it. Why the cross? There are four-pronged purposes. Number one, to reveal spiritual darkness. That's why it became dark. Number two, to engage the battle with Satan, disarming him. Number three, to build an inconceivable suffering such as we have. And number four, to bring redemption to mankind. Jesus said, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" Just because you don't feel God does not mean that God is not available. Here's the cry of every soul. Love makes sight available. Light makes vision available. Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, Paul, opening the eyes of the lost, he said, turning them from darkness to light. Paul was blinded 3 days to drive home sin because Jesus was in the grave for 3 days. He rose to light the world. God lights up our character. Psalms 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It lights from within. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. It lights from without. Walk in the light as you're in the light. God lights up Christians. Matthew 5, 14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, as our text reads. You're a lamp, not a flashlight. Flashlight needs batteries. Lamps are plugged directly into the source. We're not a battery that has to be charged up. We are charged up constantly in the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not working alone. The Holy Spirit is backing. Empowers your testimony. There is a Magna star, and then there's a neutron star. 50,000 light years away, it unleashes more energy in 10 seconds than the sun emits in 150,000 years. Imagine. I'm going to say that again. A neutral star 50,000 light years away unleashes more energy in 10 seconds than the sun emits in 150 years. Imagine the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. You are his lamp laborer. We are working in his harvest. God's not going to do your job for you. Light is a noun, be light. Light is a verb, shine. So we're to be a light. And we're to let it shine. A man was working on a bench for 20 years, converted in one of our crusades. He told his partner, he said, "I got saved last night in the Cruzy Brothers Crusade here in town." The man said, "I was saved 20 years ago." He looked at his partner and said, "You mean to tell me you've been a Christian on my bench for 20 years and never witnessed to me?" Our light does not shine when we live in the shade. When you're full of discouragement, depression, you're not going to be a witness. You're all indulged in yourself. The eclipse of the moon blocks the sun. God wants you not to thrive. He doesn't want you to just survive. He wants to be blessed. Not asking for blessings, but being a blessing to someone. We're not going to divide the world, but we're salt and light. Salt was the medium of exchange. They exchanged salt. That was their currency. Number six, God lights up his coming. I love this. Matthew 24, 27, for as the lightning comes from the east and flashes across the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Graveyards will give up their glorified bodies of the children of God. Rise first, those which remain are us. We will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Hell is a terrible place. It's called outer darkness. Why? Because it's double darkness. There's no sight in the eyes, and there's no light to illuminate. Think of that. So you're not only blind in hell, but it's dark in hell. In redemption, the sting of sin is gone. Man was driving along in his car, and his little son was with him, and suddenly the window was cracked open, and a bee flew in. The boy was frightened, began to scream, "Daddy, Daddy, help me, help me." And his daddy reached out grab the sting. Grab that bee. Okay, son, it's going to be all right. I've got him. When he opened his hand, he had a stinger in his hand. That's what Jesus did, had a stinger in his hands. When I get to heaven, I want to see those hands of Jesus, wounded for me, riven side, feet wounded. Think of that. The resurrection and the sting of death is gone. Thomas said, Lord, show me your hands. The scars of the stinger of sin. You think 60,000 thoughts a day. Imagine, 60,000 thoughts go through your brain. A theologian was asked, what's the greatest thought in your mind? He said, the greatest thought that comes to my mind, if God is real, what am I here for? Why are you here? Why are you in this world? If God is real, we have to conclude that we have an obligation as a Christian as well as a blessing. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is the only cash you have. Spend it wisely. You only live by the second. You cannot pile up your days. You cannot postpone your days. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. No way to add to, no way to take away the moments of your life. They will be lived out. How are you doing in life? What kind of a witness are you, by lip and by life? You're being watched every day. Somebody watches you. Nothing more, little children. Your family's watching you. Your grandkids are watching you. What kind of a witness are you to the world today? You all shall be my witnesses. You shall be my witnesses by lip and by life. What kind of a life are we living? I want to tell you today that God loves you. Every day God thinks about you. Psalm 68:16. Come and hear, all you fear the Lord, and I will declare what he's done for my soul. Every hour, God's looking after you. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who established you and guards you from every evil one. Every minute, God cares for you again. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care on him, for he cares for you. Because every second, he loves you. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you to me. God is drawing you today through this message. Those in this visible audience, God is pulling on you, bringing you closer to him through the word of God. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my pathway. It's bread to the eater, seed to the sower. Life to the dead. He comes to touch us and to minister to us and speak peace to our heart. I want to say to you in this visible audience today, God loves you. He loves you so much he can't keep his eyes off of you. God's not looking at you with destruction, hatred, vengeance. He's looking at you because he loves you. God so loved the world. This book is inspiring. I know the Bible is inspired because it inspires me. Has it ever occurred to you that nothing ever occurs to God? He knows all about you. He knows our aches and our pains. He knows our bereavements and our cries. He sees our tears. He bottles them, the Bible says. Bottles your tears. One day in heaven, it says, going to uncork that. And the tears of the saints will fill the aroma of heaven. Wow. Your tears are bottled today. God sees you when you're lying on your bed and the tears are running down into your ears. God sees your cry. God knows the intent of your heart. He knows the desire of your loved ones to be saved. He knows that. He's working with them. God is very much involved in your life, even when you don't feel it. No, you can't see electricity. You can't see air. But both of those things are present in your life, without which you would not live. God may be invisible, but he is not non-present. He is omnipresent, omniscient, loving, caring, wanting to make you what you cannot be by yourself. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit, to create us, make us in the image of Jesus. That's why it's hard. Sometimes things are difficult. He's working on us, making us like Jesus in his likeness. One day I shall awake in his likeness, David said. What a day that's going to be. Jesus is coming, folks. He could come today. Are you ready? You that are listening around the world and watching in many countries, 195 nations, we're in most of them today. Where are you with God? Is he in your life, in your everyday being? Is he a part of your family? Is he important to you? Do you love him? He loves you. They sang it so wonderfully. He loves me. God loves me. God loves you. If you're here in this audience today and you know Jesus Christ is your Savior and you're not ashamed of it, lift your hand. Anyone here could not raise your hand. You're not sure you're a child of God. I would be glad to pray for you. I want to pray for those that are watching and listening around the world today. If you're not without Jesus Christ, say this prayer with me. Oh God, I recognize I'm a sinner. I realize I cannot save myself. I know that I'm a sinner. I receive Jesus as my personal Savior today, my Lord and my God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's stand together, shall we, everyone? What a beautiful congregation today.